Good morning, everyone. As I'm sure most of you remember, Pastor Tammy's gone right now, so that's why I'm up here. Tracy's doing part of today's service too, as well as I am. So let's begin with our centering words. The Holy One's steadfast love and faithfulness are shared with all. We are called to the greatest commandment, to abide in God's love and to love one another as God has loved us, not as servants, but as friends. So, for announcements today, instead of making Sarah wear down some of her running shoes a bit, I'm going to do them. So, we don't have a lot for today. There are some in the bulletin, and of course, you get Friday updates, and I hope everybody's reading those, or at least one person in your household is reading those to keep everybody up to speed. Today, we do have coffee hour. This is the Sunday school coffee hour. The money that you leave back there goes to the backpack program, which is where they help some of the food insecure kids in Platteville, and I think possibly other local school districts as well. Also, you may have noticed the box outside coming in today. I saw it coming in. Shoes for Haiti. That's a great cause in general, and it's a fundraiser for the church. So if you have any gently worn or new shoes, so something that somebody else might actually want to wear, put them in the box. It's shoes and boots. Is it just shoes and boots, not sandals or anything? And sandals. Okay. High heels. So pretty much anything, that you'd be willing to wear around on your feet. So. And then also, this Wednesday is food and fellowship. Menu will be announced later. So we don't know the menu yet, but, it's usually great food. I usually run deliveries. Unfortunately, you won't see my smiling face there most of the time because I'm out and about, because we do actually take some of that to some of the nearby, like Park Place and other, apartment places. I forgot the word. You know what I'm talking about. So we do take those there. They look very much forward to that food, too. I get lots of smiles and thank yous from people. So if you come here to the fellowship hall and enjoy that food with your friends, it's just as great of a time. It really is. And they do give away door prizes, which is part of the reason why my kids always beg to come with me. So keep that in mind. And then there's a few more in the back there. So, give them a read, and again, double-check your Friday update in your emails. Next is, Come Thou Front of Every Blessing, hymn number 400.
Thank you.
people to worship. Sing to our God a new song. The Holy One's might is not found in destruction. These gifts are not for us alone. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Let all creation praise the Lord. Unison prayer. God of love, let your Holy Spirit come upon us, into our hearts, into our minds, into our souls. Let your presence speak within us, in the languages we speak, in the ways we live and have our being. For we long to hear you, gracious one, and to understand. We pray that you would abide in us, that we may abide in you, to this and all days. Amen. May the peace of the Lord be with you. As God has loved us, so shall we love each other. As Christ has called us friends, so we have become friends to one another. Let us abide in God's love together now, sharing both friendship and peace.
All right, good morning. We're going to do our joys and concerns now at this time. And I'm going to have Sarah go around and pass the microphone around. And we're not going to do the Lord in your mercy, hear our prayer. We're just going to do an overall prayer at the end after we hear everyone's prayers and concerns, okay? All right, does anyone have any they'd like to lift up? Judy?
Judy Bossenbrook, and we have two birthday boys here, Tom and Hank.
Aw, happy birthday. Should we play happy birthday for them? Any other birthdays? Okay.
Joys or concerns? Tom Lindahl here, and just joy that Leanne has been doing really well lately, and it's happy to see, and it's good to visit her when she's like that. So she'd welcome visits. So anyone who would like to visit, she would be glad to see you.
Yeah, hi, Alice Clifton here. I just have prayers for all the universities and the protests going on. I feel bad for the kids that are to graduate, and that, you know, you can't even go to class hardly. I just pray for peace there, and I don't know.
You with hearts full of gratitude and joy, and we share with you our heavy hearts. Maybe we haven't lifted them up today, but you know what we need, Lord. You're the God who rejoices with us in our celebrations of birthdays and anniversaries, and you also comfort us in our sorrows that we have. Lord, we pray that these joys continue to multiply and grow. We ask that you be with us when we need it the most. May we find comfort in knowing that you're always present with us, listening and caring for us. In the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Our scripture reading today is from Matthew 18, chapter 18, verses 1 through 5. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a little child to him and placed the child among them. And he said, "Truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes this lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me." This is the reading of the Lord.
Good morning. This is different, having me standing up here, isn't it? But I'm so thankful to be here this morning. So our scripture reading today, the disciples have been traveling with each other for 3 years following Jesus. And they had some wonderful discussions with one another and real deep conversations with one another. Sometimes they get into disagreements, arguments, just like you and I do with people that we've been around for quite a while. I mean, you and your spouses, right? No? Well, on this particular occasion, the disagreement that they had was actually to try and decide who was the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Because you see, the disciples thought that the ticket to get into heaven was from the having maybe the greatest achievements or maybe the best rank or power that they had. So they were debating this, and after much debate, they decided to go to Jesus. So Jesus was a great teacher, and so he frequently used parables to teach things to those so that way they can better understand things. And these parables that he used were to help reveal miracles of heaven. But this time, when the disciples went to Jesus, he didn't use parables. He actually used a visual. So Jesus actually brought up a child right in front of them. And I could just visualize the disciples probably looking at one another, wondering, what is he doing? Why is he placing this child here? What's going on? And this child, I can just imagine that this child was probably really excited to be standing there next to a teacher, right? Someone who heals people. Someone who makes miracles happen. And so that had to have been an awesome moment. So the disciples had that look on their face, and they had their attention. Jesus had their attention. So then Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change your attitude and become like humble, innocent little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever takes a humble place like this child right here is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." See, Jesus knows it doesn't matter how much money you put in that offering plate, how many committees you're on, or maybe how much volunteering that you do. None of that matters. See, the greatest in the kingdom of heaven is from receiving and sharing the grace of God. See, to enter the kingdom of heaven, a person must have that trust and dependency that is characteristic of a little child. So this is why Jesus decided to use a child for his visual. He really wanted that to stick to the disciples in their head, that this is what they need to do. So Jesus, he knows that it's hard for us to become humble, right? We all have that. I do. Sometimes it's hard for us. We always try and please others. And we can learn so much about childlike faith when we see it from a child's perspective. So we do family promise in this church. And one night, I was one of the volunteers. And the young family walked in, and I greeted them at the door. And they have a little two-year-old, and she came running up to me, and she was at the foot of my feet, and she had her hands up, and she wanted me to pick her up, and I did. I picked her up, placed her on my hip, and I swayed back and forth with her, and this child didn't know who I was. She trusted me. She felt safe. So that's a perfect example of childlike faith. See, children trust grown-ups, and they tell their parents everything about their day, how excited they are. I can't wait to hear my daughter's night last night. She went to prom, and I can wait to hear. She's probably still sleeping, probably till about 2 o'clock today. But every day, us parents are excited to hear about our children's days, and you know, God is too. He is excited to hear about our day when we go to him in prayer. He wants to have that loving relationship with us because he's our Father. And children also need approval and guidance. If your child wants something or needs some guidance, they come to us parents or a responsible adult. And then we help guide them. And God does that for us too. We have to have trust and dependence on him, just like how our children trust and depend on us. So I recently had an experience of childlike faith that I want to share with you all. I'll try not to cry. When my mom died last May, see, Dad and I were in the hospital, and there was an event that happened, and the doctors and nurses came running into my mom's room when she was sick, and they rushed Dad and I out, and we had to sit down. I didn't want to, but they told me to. And they were performing, you know, CPR on my mom. And what could you do in that moment? So I just thought about what would I do? I just went back into my childhood learning the Lord's Prayer. So I did. I sat down in that chair and I prayed the Lord's Prayer. And Dad was sitting next to me and we spoke it. And we got louder and louder. And towards the end of the Lord's Prayer, the whole nurses' station could hear us praying that prayer. And then the only reason why I thought I should pray the Lord's Prayer is because, like that child standing there in front of the disciples, I knew that Jesus creates miracles, right? He heals people. So I desperately hoped that maybe he would just come down and breathe new life into my mom. Maybe saying that Lord's Prayer that she would be back here on earth with us just a little while longer. But then I had this overwhelming feeling and of peace that ran over me, and I looked at my dad and I said, "Dad, it's okay. Mom's at home with Jesus." And that brought both and I, my dad and I, great comfort. So the question everyone wants to know, including those disciples on that day, is who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? I'll give you the answer. Jesus. See, in Philippians 2:7-9, it says, "Rather, he made himself nothing to take the very nature of a servant, being made in humble likeness and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on that cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name above every name. See, Jesus is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven because he humbled himself the most. Now, we'll never be as great as Jesus, right? It's not about, but it's the principle's the same. It's not about the person with the most achievements or the greatest power on earth, but it's whoever humbles himself like a little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. So I want you guys to go out this week and be humble. Have childlike faith. And run to Jesus with your hands up, because he will pick you up and he'll hold you because he loves you unconditionally. Amen. So let's please stand and we will sing hymn 526, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
Prayer of confession. Oh God, you are bigger than the world, bigger than our fears, bigger than our folly. We are grateful for the immensity of your love, even when it sometimes scares us. When the immensity of your love frightens us, we long to return to you in hope. When we want to make you smaller, small enough that we can hold you, help us see beyond our narrow vision. Remind us again, O God, that you will always find and hold us. From your heart is big enough to hold the whole world, including us. Teach us once more that we will always grow when we love others as we love you. Amen. The God of mercy speaks every language. When we open our ears, we hear and receive God's grace. Whenever we are afraid or overwhelmed, we have only to remember these truths. God's love is the greatest power of all, and God's mercy is there for every one of us. God's grace is present every moment of our lives. Amen. And now, not because we have to, but because we are grateful, let us return to God what is ours to share. Let us joyfully offer our time, our treasure, our commitment, and our prayers. Please join me in the offering prayer. O God, our hearts sing with thanksgiving for the many gifts and graces you bring to our lives. We give you thanks for your steadfast love and faithful spirit. Receive this offering and the gift of our souls, that we might give as we have received and love as we have been loved. Amen. And our next hymn, The Summons.
Thank you.
people of God, abide in God's love. May God's love and faithfulness flow through you and even to the ends of the earth. Remember to find that inner child in you as you go out this week. Have childlike faith. Amen. And you get out early.
Yeah.